On this episode of Counting Cars, we double down on a killer custom hot rod.
How do you keep this twin-engine car on the road?
Carefully.
My detailer, Rolly, lets loose in the shop. Rolly, what are you doing?
Good thing I cannot bust the window in it.
Go to my office and get ready for a piss test.
And Morning Mike and I tear up the streets of Vegas in a vintage dune buggy.
Let's get out of here before the cops come. Yeah.
Vegas is a gambling town. Most people bet with chips. I bet with rides.
Look at this.
And I always go all in.
Wow. What would you take for this?
I'm Danny, a.k.a. The Count. And this is my all-star team. We find them, fix them, flip them. Sometimes I keep them.
This is 30G.
I can't help myself.
For my crew, every job's high stakes, and we can't afford to lose. This is Counting Cars.
How's it going?
Top of the afternoon.
Nice ride.
Thank you very much, sir.
What year is it?
It's a 31.
Nice. What's going on?
We need to make this nicer.
Certainly, we can help with that. Let me go get Danny.
Perfect.
I'm Rolly. I'm from Hungary. I'm the detailer here at Kent Customs. I just can't stand when a car is dirty. I just clean everything. Danny, I got a customer here like to talk to you. He has a 31 hot rod.
A 1931 hot rod.
Oh, okay. It's red with the flames. It looks cool, but he wanted to look cooler and nicer and better.
Look at what?
Nice.
Rolly's got that language barrier. So he comes in, tries to tell you something, and you're like, I need that two or three times.
It wouldn't be a day without messing with my accent.
I thought I was coming out to look at a dirty one something. I didn't know who was dirty and who was the one. I'm not sure.
Anthony, this is Danny.
Pleasure.
Check you out. That's you like? Sweet. I you love like? It. The windshield is, in my opinion, is one of the prettiest things on the car. It's an old Duval windshield is what they call it, where it's split like that and laid back at an angle. It's a gorgeous windshield.
Thanks.
It's the definition of a hot rod, man. Hot rods from the early 30s is really where they're at. And this car falls right in the middle of it, man.
So how rare these cars are?
Well, I tell you, you know, interestingly enough, this was an everyday man's car. They were extremely inexpensive, and, wow. and a ton of them were built. You could buy one of these for about $385. The irony of the whole thing is now, this many years later, these cars are very expensive and are very sought after. Ford found a great way to mass produce these cars. They were the pioneers in the assembly line. And from 1927 to 1931, they sold about 4.5 million of these Model A's. Do you have a vision for it yourself? I mean, what do you want to see?
The 31 Ford is in dire straits of some TLC and some love. It's been sitting for a long time, and the flames are getting a little old.
I gotcha. You know?
One little thing that bothers me.
What's that?
I know you love the Duval windshield.
Yes.
But my height, the way I sit here, that's right where my eyes sit. Like, right there. It's so annoying.
It's right in your line of sight.
Right in my line of sight. I'm just nonstop doing this kind of thing. No.
That's no fun.
No.
You should put the pillow on the seat or something. We like to joke around.
This Duval windshield has got to be one of my favorite parts of this 31. I think they're just beautiful. And we got to figure out how we're going to make this work, because I don't want to lose that windshield, but I also agree with Anthony. Driving around and not being able to see, that's a bad thing.
Brother, I love it.
Now, the scary thing is the budget, $15,000. But
okay.
We would love to do this, wouldn't we?
I can't stand dirty.
I think this is Scott's house right here on the left.
It looks like Amityville Horror.
Well, I can imagine living with Scott would be like Amityville Horror.
Spooky.
Uh-huh. Today, Kevin and I are out cruising one of my favorite neighborhoods. This place is a gold mine. Every time I come out here, I always find something cool, and I rarely ever leave empty-handed. Got some up here on the right.
Yeah.
It's an old Ford, the Galaxy.
Oh.
God,
dude, I know you're gonna take that down.
You gotta be kidding me.
Oh my God. I've never seen anything like that.
Dude, not like that. He's got two motors on that car.
Pull up alongside him. I'll get him over.
I talk to this guy.
Wow.
Hey, brother. Beautiful. I like it. Hey, we're car guys. Do you mind if
Kenny and I have been doing this for 10 years. I've never seen anything like this Model T. I am totally blown away.
Dude, this is insane.
Yeah, you could say that.
My what gosh. Is this?
About 2 years ago, I just came up with the idea to put two motors in a hot rod. It's probably the only one of its kind in the world as far as I know. I've yet to see another one like it. It actually runs on both engines at the same time, and I know a number of other people have tried it, and it hasn't always exactly been successful. And I think that in itself is somewhat of an engineering feat.
That's unbelievable. How do you keep this thing on the road?
Well, carefully.
I've seen some twin-engine cars before, and it seems to me the biggest problem that guys have had trying to make them work is having them work together, connecting them without the two engines destroying each other. How do you keep them synced up together and happy?
It's got massive steel cogs and custom-built sprockets and a carbon fiber belt that's virtually indestructible.
I kind of engineered it all, put it all together, and bingo, it works.
That's pretty amazing.
That's impressive,
man. You can put this all together like this.
Danny, will you buy this for me?
I cannot believe how much customizing and modifications that Gordon did. I wouldn't even begin to know what something like this is worth.
If somebody said, I have to have this, what kind of number would you put on this?
You'd have to really, really twist my arm to even get me to think of a good number.
So somebody came with 100 grand.
I don't think so.
100 and a half?
No.
Yeah.
No. I'm one of these guys that doesn't sell. He just keeps buying.
Brother, you and I need to talk. I think this guy Gordon and I have a lot in common. You know, one car is never enough type of thing. What else have you got? What have you got at home?
Well, I got everything from hot rods and muscle cars all the way up to Lamborghinis.
Were we separated at birth or something? You got anything for sale?
Well, we might be able to find you something.
Do you mind bringing a couple of lunatics to your house so we can see your
stuff? You guys come over.
Seriously? Sweet. Can I ride with you?
Let's do it.
You bet.
Kevin, would you mind grabbing the truck, man?
I will.
Thanks, man.
I never get to go for a ride anyway.
That's true, man. But I always tell you how much fun it is, don't I?
Yep.
But I get the feeling with this guy, I think I've hit the jackpot. 1957 Chevy.
Forget about it, guys. Ain't for sale.
Is this one for sale?
No.
I think you invited us over here to just make me feel bad.
Yeah.
Me and my new buddy Gordon, we're cruising back over to his house to see if he's got anything over there I might be able to work a deal on. What else you got hiding back here?
Oh, all kinds of little goodies.
Old Challenger here?
Yep, 73 Dodge Challenger. As you can see, it's seen better days.
Yep.
Now, there's one you might better twist my arm on.
Oh, what you got hiding over here? 56 Bird, right?
Yes, sir.
Man.
It's an original color.
Original color, but the green and the white interior.
Wow. I don't think I've ever seen one like this.
Yeah, according to the T-Bird Registry office, it was possibly the only one ever made.
Unbelievable. Gordon's got some really cool and some extremely rare cars in his collection. There's no way I'm leaving this place empty-handed. 79 Z28. Is this one for sale?
Nope.
Here we go. 1957 Chevy.
Forget about it, guys. Ain't for sale.
Oh, dude. 69 Corvette Stingray. Good Lord. This is one of my favorite cars in the world. Tell me about her.
Well, it's factory four-speed.
Love it.
It'll probably just fit every option that came out in the time.
Gordon, how about letting me haul this out of here? I'll give you $15,000 in cash.
Man, you're going to have to dig a little deeper on that, you know. It's going to take triple that.
Really? I think you invited us over here to just make me feel bad.
Yeah.
Gordon's collection is sweet. Unfortunately for me, he knows what they're all worth. If I can't get it cheap, then I'm not going to make any money here. There is one thing out here, though, that has been catching my eye we haven't talked about yet. Is that an old Myers Manx?
Absolutely.
Yeah, the dune buggy, yeah.
I could get seriously interested in talking to you about that one. dune buggy craze was huge in the 70s, and Myers, man, Myers had the corner on the market because they had the cool body. I mean, this is basically a Volkswagen is what this is. It's a old Volkswagen Pan with the engine and transmission and suspension and everything off a VW bug. And they would throw away the bodies, and they would refit them with this.
You didn't even see the best part. Look at this.
The key with a rabbit's foot. The rabbit used
that's
to be
70s.
That's absolutely 70s. Man. Here in Vegas, dune buggies are huge. They were made to run in the sand, and we got plenty of that here. So I know if I can score this thing for the right price and bring it back to that proper 70s vibe, I should be able to make some good money on this buggy. You've turned me down so many times, I'm gun shy right now.
Well, pop a number out.
Would you take $3,000 cash?
Gonna have to double it.
How about meeting me halfway at 45?
You know, I kind of had a funny feeling you were to come back with that number. I was thinking more like 55.
You know what, man? Just because I'm scared to talk anymore about this, I will buy this right now, $5,500 cash, if you'll grab the title.
You got to do it.
I love it. I love it. Man, I haven't worked this hard since I don't know when.
You're a tough one.
Walking out of here today with a dune buggy was the last thing I expected, but I really think I scored today. I think with a little bit of TLC, this thing could easily be worth up to $15,000. And frankly, I can't wait to test it out. Roland, do me a favor, hop in here for a second, and I'll show you something. And just sit in it normal. You see how this is in your way when you're looking down the road?
It's high level.
Absolutely.
With Anthony Cool's 31 Coupe, we have a little bit of a challenge. His eyes are hitting the top of the windshield when he's driving. So within his budget of $15,000, we need to figure out how to make sure he's looking through the windshield and not over it. What are you doing?
Holy, what are you doing?
Try imagine cool myself in this car. How would you sit? And good thing I cannot bust the window in it.
Go to my office and get ready for a piss test. Really, I mean, you gotta settle down a little bit.
But you know what's interesting about him trying to feel cool in this car? What's he doing? He's getting down in it. So if we change this seat and drop it down, that'll fix the windshield situation, the steering wheel position situation. The simple thing to do is we gotta lower the seat in this car, you guys. And plus, we got a couple little issues up front, too, you know, where the fender got hit. So we've got to repair all that. When this car leaves, it's got our name on it, man. So it's got to be cool, man. I'm going to let you guys wrestle this one out.
Let's go. It's piss test time.
This is cool, man.
So earlier, Danny picks up this Myers dune buggy. It's a pretty sweet little ride. So we decided to take it out on the road for a little test drive, get some dirt in the tires.
I don't see us doing much off-roading.
Well, there's a little we can do. We should do a donut.
This thing is fun, man.
Got your mouth full.
Let's get out of here before the cops come. Yeah. Little dune buggies like this, they are a blast to drive. But it's time to get back to the shop, tear this thing down, and start making it wicked.
Hey,
sweetheart.
Get the hell out of here. I was wondering what you out here think this is a drive-thru.
I jump out to say hi, but I can't get out of
it. Don't get out because you're taking it back.
No way, man. We got some money right here, baby.
How much did you pay for this?
Danny's got a beautiful wife at home, but here at the shop, he has an ugly fat wife. Her name is Scott.
Why are your glasses dirty? What the hell are you two been doing?
We had to test it. Hey, yeah, got the man to here.
He did it again.
You got it here.
Absolutely.
I love
See,
it.
He knows about it. This dune buggy is way cool, and the fact that it's street legal, that just makes it twice as much fun. I'm going to put a very authentic 70s-style paint job on this car, take it back to that retro vibe it should be, and I'm going to turn this $5,500 investment into a $10,000 profit.
This is a moneymaker, Scott.
This is.
What'd you spend?
I think $2,500.
You are both lying. I'm going to go look at the computer, and I swear, I'm going to whoop all three of your
$2,750.
What'd you do? Lock the door?
How's the computer going, buddy?
I'm going to go in the other way. I'm going to whoop your ass. Kevin, especially
hey,
you.
I'm
telling you right now.
I think you're going to dig it, man. Rolly, bring this thing out.
Oh, man.
You.
you've outdone yourself.
You guys are out having some fun. How'd you like it?
Let's talk some numbers.
Let's see how good of a test drive it really was. What do you think?
Mike and I came up with a great plan for the Manx Dune Buggy that I picked up. We've already tweaked the engine and they're putting the finishing touches on the new paint job right now. How's it going, Ryan?
I got a surprise for you.
Yeah?
I'm doing some lace.
No, lace.
We got a big girl's stockings last night.
I'm Ryan. I do a lot of custom painting around here. The other day, Danny came to me with this 70s to 60s era theme that he wanted me to go with. Had to be a lace technique.
This is a dying art. You don't see this very often, man.
In the 60s, if you didn't have lace, you weren't anybody. Just take that home.
Right. Dude, look at this. It's a great pattern, man. It's beautiful.
It does look cool. It does look real cool.
Show me your stuff, Ryan. I think that's good. Yeah, I want to see under.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
See? You have to agree that's cool.
No, you just might have got a little cooler in my book.
This is slick. It's beautiful. Ryan, nice job on that, man. Rock. We've been working on this 1931 Ford Hot Rod for days. We've repainted the entire car, got rid of those horrible flames that were on it, fixed all the body damage, modified the seat, and it's finally finished. Now, Anthony just got here, and I cannot wait to show him what we've done. Think you're going to dig it, man.
I can't wait, dude.
Rolly, bring this thing out, man.
Ah, oh, man.
Look at that. Damn.
You've outdone yourself, man. Holy crap. All those flames gone.
Those cheesy cartoon flames are MIA.
When it first came out and that sun hit it, the paint was just glowing off the car. It was red before, but it just didn't have that appeal before. Now it's just sexy.
Love the interior. Turned out gorgeous.
Glad you dig it. You know, we added some of the stitching to match with the outside of it, but not overdone, not too much. We had that damage on the right front, all of that repaired, cleaned up.
Do you remember what you wanted to your car? You want it to be nicer.
Absolutely.
So it is nicer, right?
Oh, very much nicer.
You know how you were having the issue of your line of sight? You were sitting up so high.
Yeah.
You didn't like the windshield.
Yeah.
And to me, this Duval windshield, man, it's like jewelry. It's just beautiful. We polished it all up. There's no way in the world I wanted to get rid of the Duval windshield, so I want to get your butt closer to the ground.
I'm getting my butt closer to the ground.
Slip in there.
Oh, I'm going to get my butt closer.
Down
in the car now. Oh.
Hey, windshield.
See, but that is much better, man, because now when you look at the road, you're looking through the windshield.
What a difference. Wow. Now, the scary thing is the budget. I said, you know, $15,000.
Yep.
How'd we do?
We did right on the money, man. For you, we take care of business. She stayed right in budget.
Beautiful.
And, you know, there was some other stuff. It wasn't just cosmetic. We took care of a lot of wiring issues, the fuel injection issues, some suspension stuff. All fit in the budget.
The interior.
You're ready to rock, man.
Absolutely.
You should be able to rock and roll this thing all the time, man. Just get in it and go.
That's why I bring it to you.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate that. Well, let's go take care of a little business with Scott.
All right. Works for me. Well, when I brought the car in, it needed some TLC. We went from TLC to, you know, showroom quality. I'm going to go for a cruise down the strip and enjoy that thing.
So, you know, a couple days ago, Danny bought a Myers Minx from Extreme Car Collector. It's a cool little thing, but I think he overspent. We're $5,500 in purchase, $2,500 in upholstery. I really think this one's going to take a bath on once again. Hey, Danny, this is Shannon.
Shannon, look at the dune buggy.
How you doing?
So you're in the mood for a little open-air dune buggy vibe.
I love anything to do with off-road, so I want to check it out.
Why don't we go out front?
Great.
Bring it right out.
Great.
Rolling, brother. Bring that baby out here, man.
Awesome. Awesome.
My God. Now I know why I drive a van.
Check it out. Everything we did with this was 100% authentic 70s. I just wanted to keep it true to its era. This paint is all like you've seen in the
amazing
70s, man. We even did some old lace,
beautiful,
you know, paint in it. It's all old school.
Totally
70s,
justice.
Man.
That's awesome.
It's all really a unique car.
That motor looks great.
She runs great. She drives great. It's just simple and clean and correct.
Yeah. If it runs as good as it looks, man, it's going to be pretty nice.
Well, let's take it for a drive.
All right. Sounds good to me.
Scott, we'll be back.
Good luck. Be safe.
When I first saw the Minx, obviously the way it looked, the color green and then the sparkles was just amazing. You don't see them very often, especially in that kind of condition. So it's just awesome to see it.
It feels comfy in here.
It feels really good. Let's go check this out.
Love it.
Yeah, that ship's great.
Pretty tight, man. Everything works really good on her. Stiff as can be, man.
Yeah, that's part of it. You feel everything about it, yeah. You know?
So you're an off-road guy.
Oh, off-road total. I've raced off-road for a lot of years, and my off-road car is strictly desert. So to have something that's off-road that I can drive on the street, it's going to be a lot of fun. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's great.
I'm glad you like it.
Really nice.
I love this little car.
Yeah, it's really cool.
You don't see a lot of them. Dude, how was that?
It was great. It was great. Thank you, man.
It's fun, isn't it? Hey, how'd you like it?
I love it. Let's talk some numbers, and let's get this done.
Well, before you say a number, let's see how good of a test drive it really was. Okay. What are you thinking, Shannon?
I would like to stick around 18.
I was soft. Let's go 20. Let's go 20. We got a clean title, the whole thing. She's ready to go.
Well, 18 is what I was wanting to spin, but as nice as it is, 20's a deal. All
right. Shannon, you rock, brother.
You're gonna love it, brother.
Happy. I really am. We just sold the Doom Buggy and made 12 G's.
Hey.
Nice profit. Really was.
Got
Let's
it.
Go do some paperwork.
No,
this is a great day
Sounds
for
good.
Us. I thought it was just a toy. Danny knew it was something special. 9 times out of 10, I'm 100% right. But he'll use this one to stick me every time he does something to say, look, I was right on this one.